Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today is Feliz Ruperto of said familia. And I wanted to sort of give an introduction how I met her and how things kind of fallen together to have her then be the one that, by coincidence, is here as the guest today for said familia. I went to a seminar by Rice, and it's an organization that helps nonprofits develop strategically and administratively and help them. Oh, right. And I gave a presentation there basically on bienestar. And there I met Ivelis after we were walking towards the parking, and we started talking, and she explained this organization that from Atlanta, Georgia, was organized by Miguel Urbina and his wife, Belisa, and that they were establishing their new offices in Puerto Rico. In fact, in the San Patricio area, kind of almost the entrance to Fort Buchanan, I told her about the Rotary and all, and her husband had been in Rotary. So the next thing, I invited her to a presentation that we were by Rosana Matienzo Carrion, mm-hmm. the author of A Bordo el Normandy, and she came with her husband, Roberto López. Rafael López, to the presentation, which was fantastic. On this book that I love, and we've had Rosana in the program, and then we talked about having someone, Miguel Urbina, to be the one of our speakers at one of our programs, San Juan Rotary, and that happened Tuesday, and it was a great presentation by incredible coincidence, and this is worth all. On the other side, we've been kind of working. In the Rio Piedras area, initial meeting that we had, a social one at the Plaza del Mercado, because we have a Rotarian, Jose Irizarri, with the veterans, has established an office there. And by coincidence, another Rotarian, Rob Bolt, had developed with Design Thinking a program for Design Thinking in a school called Escuela Superior Ramón Vila Mayo, which is in Rio Piedras, and a public school, and little by little, determined when Miguel Urbina was going to make his presentation. By coincidence, we had 15 seniors from the Ramón Vila Mayo school.
Oh, great! And he was so excited. He came talking about that.
And what was interesting is our programs are in English, and although there was a couple that of the San Juan Rotarians who their Spanish is not that good and probably couldn't follow it completely, but they're working hard on Spanish, which I really appreciate. Rob Bolt and his wife Annie, and we decided that because of these kids, we had talked to them, and they were going to miss a lot of the presentation if it was going to be done in English. So we got everybody to agree.
Lucky him.
So he gave his presentation in Spanish.
Great.
Miguel was the one with his wife in 19. I think, he moved to Atlanta in 1999, mm-hmm. and two or three years later started to establish this, and you can explain how it started at all. But basically, he developed his talk to a great extent to the kids, the 15 of them that were there, and to the other. So it was a fantastic thing that worked, the combination of what we had done in Rio Piedras with Vila Maya, then said for me, and it happened by coincidence that he was there to give a talk that was very relevant for the kids,
yes.
and the kids really appreciated it. It's our meetings are at the AFTA, and this was something really new for these kids. So for the fact that we had one on Thursday, they have as part of design thinking at the high school at Rupert. Well, it's not a high school. I think it's a full. Here. But anyway, they were. It's called, and a part of the presentations are. It's called exploratorio, and the kids give produce skits and things having to do with how they would change the school, get them involved in thinking how the school could be improved and how their life could be improved in the school. And I went to that presentation, and I had done that before in Castañer, and loved to talk to the kids as they're explaining the things that they would do differently in the school. And then we had a tour of Rio Piedras by coincidence. I'd had here Andy Rivera and now I know his wife on Rio Piedras. So we're involved with Rio Piedras and all. And I'm hoping that said familia can get involved with Rio Piedras. I think something's going to happen there. So
actually,
we'll
we are working with Rio Piedras right now. Yeah, we have some conversation with some organizations there because we know what we have and we can do with Ser Familia and the programs. And in collaboration with them, we know we can do a lot of good things.
So the Karen, the wife of Andy Rivera, who was my guest here, and also was a speaker at the San Juan Rotary, is an architect, passionate like this, like this quote we're saying to talk about passion and you know, and the legacy he's leaving and all. He and his wife, but when his wife gave the tour, also gave the tour of the Hotel Normandy, when she finished at the Plaza Convalescencia. She was almost in tears saying how frustrating and sad it was to see the deterioration of Rio Piedras, that she considers a jewel and what it was and what it can be. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on that and all. But in any case, that's how I met Diva Elise and the coincidence of the kids from Villa Mayo coming and hopefully will come up.
But it was a good consequence because Miguel is really good with the youth.
With the children.
And with the children as we our theme programs.
Yeah.
So it was, excuse me, it was perfect that he was there to be able to explain to them how the organization can do more or how they can do to improve the environment, right? Because they are part and they are really good. They are a really strong one and they are very important piece, you know, to be better and to be better for the community
yeah.
And with the school and around their friends as well. So that's a great moment.
This is what Jose Rizarri calls the system, you know, kind of
yes.
These things, and these, you say, wow, how these different things kind of fall together and work, you know. Sometimes they fall together and they fall, but this one's working. So please give us a little, just to give a brief background on yourself and how from professional education, your family, and how it brought you to Ser Familia, and then we'll discuss Ser Familia, what has you excited about it, and what it's and in Puerto Rico, so that hopefully some of the listeners can get involved and help us. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about Ser Familia.
Well, thank you very much again for the invitation and for the invitation at Ser Familia today here with you and to everybody that's out there to know a little bit more about us and the programs. About me, that's the hard part because talking about me is kind of hard, right? Well, I grew up in Lares, Puerto Rico, and then we moved when I was 15 years old to San Sebastian. That's my parents' family. And then I graduated from high school in Lares, where I met my husband, Mr. Rafael Lopez, right? And then after that...
How old were you when you met him?
I was 16 years old.
Young.
Yeah, very young.
I had that. I guess that, you know.
Very, very young.
Yeah.
He right now he's have been with me more than my parents. So that's a good thing, right?
You've been together. You mean you met from the moment you met him to now? You've been how long with
34 Rafael? Years.
34 years
together. Okay. 34 years and oops and down and then come back.
I'm going about 65 with my wife. You know,
yeah. Now in 2026 we're going to be our 30th anniversary. Right. So I'm happy for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, and then I decided to study architectural design. back when I went to college. And even though I did not finish my career in architectural design, I said that I always kind of mark my everything that I am right now and what I grew up and what I did after that. And he had a really good opportunity back in 2001, and that's why we moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And when we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, we thought that we had a lot of problem here. We very young with kids. At that point, we had two beautiful kids. One girl and a boy, and we thought that moving was the peace, you know, the better thing for us at that moment to improve our relationship and those kind of stuff. But you know what? That's not true. When you move to another country, it's another language, and the problems are worse because you don't have your family around, you don't have your environment, and you change everything thinking that is going to be better for you. And that's how we met Ser Family.
Okay.
We have a problem, like a couple. And then we met Mr. Urbina and Belisa Urbina. And they had the Ser Family started with the program that is for couple. And then we were part of that program.
Okay.
And then helped a lot. And I will say that that's the reason why we are together today. And then we decided that because of that and what they give us at that moment in that program and the couple that were there at that point give us a lot of knowledge. And then if they can do it, why we can't.
What year? They started about 2001. What year were you with?
We met them. I think it was 2004?
About 2 or 3 years.
Later.
They were just starting.
Yes. The way this family was only a program for a couple.
Couple. That's what I was saying. It's initially, because that he got involved because of, again, he had, you know, he got married young and had, you know, issues within, as a couple. And then he was planning, it has evolved. But go ahead. I don't want to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead.
This started because of them, and it started in Puerto Rico. Because their relationship, that's completely right. And then when they moved to Atlanta, Georgia, is when they decided to look for something similar that what they had here,
right.
And they couldn't find it for the Hispanic.
Right.
So that's when they came with the idea to create this program for the Hispanic, and it was great.
Yeah, and this is all in the suburbs of Atlanta.
Yes.
Not in the city itself. It's in the suburbs.
Well, it started in to be honest, inside the churches.
Yeah.
And they move around where they called them, and they move around what was a need, right, for a couple. And then when I say we, all them with the people that they are volunteers, all of them, they're volunteers at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization was a program for couple.
Right.
But of course, they were being sad at that point and decided, okay, if we have this that good, what we are needing to improve the relationship for those couple, right? Or for ourselves. And then they came with program for youth, for teen. And that was actually their older son came with that idea. Is you create this that beautiful for the couple, mm-hmm. and you don't have something for us. And then they came with this with only for mm-hmm. teen and youth. It was like between 13 years old to 18 years old. That was at that point. And after that, of course, in that way to create program that improve and fortalecer, no, mm-hmm. las relaciones familiares. They came with other programs like Parentalidad Positiva, 3PP, that's for crianzas, right? How to improve your way to be a parent.
Right. And a personal question, but your problems you had did not really involve the children. The children were you, when you look back, the children should have been brought into the therapy. If you don't want to answer the question, it's a kind
you
of
say
a
for my kids.
Yeah, from your kids.
I would say yes.
They should have been brought in.
Should have. I did it once, but then we moved to we were in Atlanta, Georgia, but then another opportunity came from my husband, and we moved to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So that's when we kind of continue know Ser Familia, and they started to grow Ser Familia a different way, because they right now are the number one organization for the Latino and Hispanic in Georgia, and they came with other programs. And I would say, yes, I wish I could have that at that moment.
Okay.
If we could move to Austin, Texas, awesome, right? Okay. But life are that way, and you said it before, and I think thing happened for a reason, and we need to live what we are living to improve ourselves and be better, right?
Right, right.
And we were a better couple, and we started to be better parents. And but definitely, I would say yes.
Okay.
I hope that I had Ser Familia for the whole package at that moment, okay. And I did not have that part.
Okay, and the architectural design And you never followed up on that. That's still
I never followed up, but
you still have a lot of interest.
Yes, but of course, it kind of like built myself, because even though at that point I was doing that with the administration, that was the part that stayed with me, the administration, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always design something in my head.
Okay.
In my job, in my life, in my personal life, I always design something. So
we got to get you involved with Andy Rivera and Karen on like Puerto Rico Historical Buildings Design Society, because you know the tours and their love for the Puerto Rico, you know, culture. What was I just seeing today? The new convention of the architects has to do with the importance of culture within the architectural world, and almost like it's kind of a little bit like Bad Bunny, you know. I mean, the importance of our roots.
The culture and the roots.
Listen, I got this thing saying that this segment is for. So when we come back, my guest, the person you're listening, is Ivelis Ruperto, and she's in charge of resource outreach. She's a director at Ser Familia. So we'll be back, and we'll discuss, get into a little bit of Ser Familia when we get back after the break.